It's time for the Subway pregame show. Subway, located in Appleton and in Dawson. Subway with 35,048 restaurants in 98 countries.
Eating healthy at a Subway restaurant is easy. We have so many nutritious choices. All of our breads are fortified with essential nutrients like calcium, vitamin D, and iron. Add all the fresh veggies you like. Bottom line, no matter what sandwich you order at Subway, you can make it even more nutritious with the power of veggies and whole grains. At Subway, we make it right in front of you and are happy to help you make smart choices.
Eat at your local Subway in Appleton, Dawson, and Clare City.
All right, good evening, everybody, and welcome to Concordia University in St. Paul. Paul Ramo, Mitchell Silty here. It's a state boys basketball, Mitchell. Here we are, not in Target Center, but Williams Arena. We're at Concordia University.
Yep, won a video with the loss last night, and it's the consolation bracket, and so we saw the first game between Pelican Rapids and Minnehaha Academy. Now we get this game.
That's right. Boy, the state basketball is so much fun. Getting to visit with a lot of the Montevideo fans. And, of course, tomorrow, big day for the Dawson Boys Blackjack Boys basketball team and their fans tomorrow.
Yep, they have their opening round game versus Heritage Christian. That game tipping off, I believe, around 3 o'clock tomorrow from the Target Center. The first trip for Dawson Boys at the state tournament since 91, so it should be a fun time for everyone in Dawson.
Yep, and I understand they had a great send-off for the Blackjacks. Actually, the Blackjacks are here tonight. I ran into Coach Corey Larson a few minutes ago and talked to Brayson Boyk, and they're here cheering on the Thunderhawks. That's pretty nice, isn't it?
Yep, coming out to support local teams. It's always nice to see.
All right, the Montevideo fans are, once again, Mitchell and I have the best seats in the house, let me tell you. I know we get priority over everybody else or what, Mitchell?
Yeah, right at half court, so yep. Unobstructed view, so it should be another exciting game.
And you'll be able to hear the Montevideo fans are in big numbers here again, sitting right behind us. And my grandkids are right in the first row here behind us, so we get to visit with them. Yeah, it's been a lot of fun covering the state boys basketball, and it'll continue tomorrow as well. So, all right, Mitchell, what can you tell us about Montevideo's opponent here tonight?
Pequot Lake comes in with an overall record of 23-8. They are the 7th seed in the state tournament this year. They have a conference record of 9-3. They're part of the Granite Ridge Conference. They have a section record of 10-2. They are the Section 7 AA champions. They have a neutral record of 3-1 and an away record of 9-3, so 12-4 combined away from home. Coming averaging 64 points per game on offense, and they give up 45 points per game on defense for a plus 19 point per game differential. They got to this game by defeating Hinckley Finlayson 73-21 in the first round of their section tournament, and they defeated Duluth Marshall 73-28 in the section quarterfinal. They defeated Staples Motley 59-37 in their section semifinal, and then they defeated Esco 59-50 in their section final. And then their first round game in the state tournament, they lost to Waseca 49-45 in the state quarterfinal.
Yeah, let's talk about that game. I didn't mean to interrupt you there, Mitchell. We watched the Waseca Pequot Lake game before Montevideo's game at Target Center last night. Wow, what a game that was.
Yeah, that was a great game, very competitive. Pequot Lakes, I think, had a 45 or 43-37 lead.
Something like that, yeah.
With about, 4 minutes to play in the game. And then Waseca switched to a full-court press on defense. And
it really gave him some
breath. Pequot Lakes could not break that full-court press to save their life and ended up costing them the game.
And then the Waseca kid hit a three-pointer under a minute to go there, and that was a big three-point shot there for Waseca.
Yep,
but Waseca remains undefeated, right?
Yep, they're they're one of two teams that have the chance for an undefeated season across all classes.
All classes.
Just
who's the other one?
Albany and Waseca, and they're both in double A. So
yep.
Only two teams this year that can have an undefeated season in the state of Minnesota.
But I'm going to predict Brack is going to play in the championship game. I think they'll beat Wasika very good.
Yeah, I haven't watched Breck. I think Breck is probably one of the top teams in AA for sure now.
Very impressive last night with the Breck team. They really get after it, didn't they?
Yeah, it was toughest defense. That's like what Dawson Boyd puts on the court on their man-to-man defense.
Yep.
That's how well of a defense Breck put on the floor last night.
Yep. All right. Sorry to interrupt you there. Continue on.
This will be Pequot Lakes' fourth straight season. This is the fourth straight season that Pequot Lakes has made the state tournament. And they've really, they probably aren't a fan of this, but they've made their home in the consolation bracket the last 3 years in the state tournament. In the 21-22 season, they lost in the consolation championship. And then for the last 2 years, they are the winners of the consolation bracket. So they're looking for a three-peat in the consolation bracket this year.
All right, that's Pequot Lake. Good friend of mine, Troy Surgeon, Lacapaw Valley head basketball, boys basketball coach at one time, a graduate of Pequot Lake. Just a little information there. Thought maybe Troy would be here tonight, but I don't think he is. He was there last night cheering his alma mater on. So, yeah. All right, Montevideo, of course, has an outstanding team, 25-5 overall. And you got some information there on Montevideo, Mitchell?
Yep, no, they're 25-5.
You did your homework again.
Yep, they're ranked number 10 in Class 2A in Minnesota. They were the sixth seed in this year's tournament. They come in averaging 74 points per game on offense. They give up 54 points per game on defense for a plus 20 point per game differential. They're the West Central Conference champions and the Section 3 AA champions. And they come. This is their seventh trip to the state tournament. The first time making the state tournament since going back to back in the 2008 and 2009 seasons. And last day ended up losing that game 73-49 in the state quarterfinal matchup. Looked like it could get close in the second half there. I think Montevideo cut it to five. I think it was 42-37. And then Breck went on a large run and was able to seal that game.
I just was talking to my son, Brandon Ramo, who's an assistant coach for Montevideo. Just visited with Brandon for a long time here before this game, and He told me that Breck has seven players already committed to play college basketball. That's a lot for one team, isn't it?
Yeah,
that's
a very...
So both teams, Montevideo and Pequot Lakes, they are on the floor warming up. The fans are coming in to Gangelhoff Center, they call it. Kind of just a big Quonset building-like.
Yeah, but it's a very different-looking stadium than probably what we're used to, but... I should mention the winner of this game between Montevideo and Pequot Lakes will face Minnehaha Academy in the consolation championship game. That game is tomorrow at noon.
Minnehaha Academy just won just a few minutes ago, like you mentioned. A very good shooting team they were against
Pelican Rapids. Yeah,
yep.
Minnehaha Academy defeated Pelican Rapids 78-51 in our matchup here before this game.
All right. Well, they've got a few minutes here left. Should we go through the State Farm Insurance starting lineup?
Mm-hmm.
And let's see what Thunderhawks, the visitors or the home teams?
Looks like they're going to be the home team.
Yep, they're the visitors. So 1-3-5. Okay, here we go for the starters for Pequot Lakes. Number one, Blake Fitzka. He's a 5'11 junior guard, I should mention. That the starting lineup's brought to you by Tony O'Rada, your State Farm insurance agent with offices in Canby and Madison. So number one, Blake Fitzka, a junior guard. Number three is Ethan Quayle. Quayle's a 5'10 senior guard. Number five is Harrison Kennan, a 6'5 senior forward. Number 11 is Braden Dornseif. Dornseif is 6'4" senior forward. And number 12, Mason Lundgren, a 5'10" senior guard. Pequot Lakes, one of their starters, was injured at Target Center last night. His name is number 21, Tola Berkland. Berkeley, and I saw when he got injured. He held his arm when he hit the target center floor, and he's actually in a cast right now on the bench over there at Pequot Lake. So he, one of their starters, is not playing tonight. The Pequot Lake Patriots, they're called. They are coached by Rick Spitzka, and he has been the head coach at Pequot Lakes for 19 years. His career record, listen to this, Mitchell, 324 wins and 200 losses for Coach Spitzka. And so that's your starting lineup, State Farm Insurance starting lineups for the Patriots. For the Montevideo Thunderhawks tonight, we've got number zero, Jackson Coonan. Number five, Brody Dack. Number 12, Adam Van Binsbergen. And the basketball went under, they're warming up here, and the basketball went under our table, and Jackson Coonan, he touched my foot. That's not the basketball, Jackson. And where was I? Number 12, Adam Van Binsbergen. Number 13, Gannon Reitinger. And number 23, Griffin Epema. As we mentioned, Reitinger broke the all-time rebound record, career record, for rebounds in Montevideo boys basketball history. So congratulations to Gannon on that. And the head coach, Derek Webb, assisted by Mark Reitinger and Brandon Ramo. That's your State Farm Insurance starting lineups for both the Montevideo Thunderhawks and the Pequot Lake Patriots. And looking forward to a good game. Before the game, they watched a couple of games early this morning, and he thinks they match up well with them. All right.
A lot of good heights on both teams between Reitinger and Bacol from Montevideo, and then Kennan for Pequot Lakes. Both all three of those players over around 6'6". In height, so it should be a good battle underneath, and should be an exciting matchup.
It should be, and Montevideo fans, you can hear them applauding as the Thunderhawks head to the locker room for a quick meeting, and they'll be back out on the floor here. Montevideo boys had a busy day. They actually started out this morning touring the state capitol. Of course, Adam Van Binsbergen's dad is a house representative. And so they had a full tour of the House State Capitol, and then they went and had a meal at the Green Mill, I believe, and then the Thunderhawks went and went and had a light shoot-around practice, I think, at Hamlin. And so here they are in the last game here today at Concordia University in St. Paul. Let's go through the brackets in Class A and see, kind of review what happened in Class AA in the brackets, and maybe we can preview that Class A tournament that starts tomorrow, Mitchell.
Yep. So for the first round games, these all happened yesterday in Class 2A in state tournament for Minnesota. The 1-seed Albany defeated the 8-seed Pelican Rapids by a score of 80-57. The 4-seed Caledonia defeated the 5-seed Minnehaha Academy, final score 72-56. And then the 2-seed Waseca defeated 7-seed Pequot Lakes 49-45. And then the 3-seed Breck defeated the 6-seed Montevideo 73-49. So we'll go jump over to the consolation bracket. The 5-seed Minnehaha Academy defeated number 8-seed Pelican Rapids, final score 78-51. And then we got our game right now, the 6-seed Montevideo and 7-seed Pequot Lakes. The winner of our game will go on to face Minnehaha Academy tomorrow at noon, right back here at the Gengelhoff Center. And then on the winner's side of the bracket, we have the 1-seed Albany playing the 4-seed Caledonia. That game is Friday at 6 o'clock at Williams Arena. And then the 2-seed Waseca will play the 3-seed Breck on Friday at 8 o'clock at Williams Arena.
All right, let's preview Class A tomorrow. At Target Center, we'll be at Target Center. Some really good quarterfinal games, isn't there, Mitchell?
Yep, our first matchup is going to start. This game started at 11 o'clock from the Target Center, 11. And so the first matchup is between the number one seed and the number one ranked team in Class A in Minnesota, Cherry, has a record of 29-1, taking on Old. Old has a record of 20-10. Then the second game, the number four seed Nevis will take on the number five seed Henning. Nevis comes in as the number five ranked team in Class A with a record of 26-4, and Henning comes in as the number three ranked team in Class A with a record of 27-3. And then Dawson Boyd will play Heritage Christian. Dawson Boyd comes in as the two seed in the state tournament and the number two ranked team in the state of Minnesota. And then Red Lake County will come in and play Goodhue. Red Lake County is the number three seed and Goodhue the number six seed. That's the final game tomorrow at Target Center.
All right, thanks a lot, Mitchell. And that wraps up our Subway Big Game Show. We'll take a break and be back right after this.
Thanks for joining us for the Subway Pregame Show with Q92 Sports Director Paul Ramo. Stop by the Appleton and Dawson Subways for daily specials. Coming up next, Game Time, right here on Q92. State basketball coverage on Q92 brought to you by A&B Auto in Dawson, Highway 212 Liquor, Dawson Truck Parts Incorporated, FM Bank, Fiesta City Liquor, Lean Lumber, Strand Agency, B. Johnson Electric, CCM Health, Heather Nursery, Hilltop Bar and Grill, Larson Tiling Incorporated, Larson Brothers Concrete, Madison Family Eye Care, Miller Services Incorporated, Mindac Roofing, Gruel Electric, Dawson Dairy Queen, Pizza Electric Motor, Dr. Tom Hansen, Doctor of Dentistry Dawson, Farmers Union Oil Company, Black Pearl Co-op Oil Company, Heartland Motor Company of Morris, Olson Dray Service, Erickson Chevrolet, the Dawson Veterinary Clinic, Greater Community Credit Union, Madison Family Chiropractic, Dawson Drug and Gifts, state basketball action brought to you by Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods in Dawson, Johnson Memorial Health Services, the Dryer Doctors, Clean Site Portable Restrooms, Livestock Systems in Dawson, Gnometown Grounds, Edward Jones and Company, Olson Plumbing and Heating, Anderson Tavis Funeral Home, Roslager Concrete, American Surplus, Lee Motor Company, Swedzinski for House, Sather Building Supplies, Black Barrel Corn and Soybean Growers, Genio Turkey Store, WD Tours, UFB Minnesota, our premier sponsor, Hoover Law Office, Myers Electric and Infrared, Cliff Bisman Incorporated, Wow Auto Wash in Dawson, Ludvigson Tiling, Dean Martin's and Pioneer Seeds, The Rusty Duck in Dawson, Kira's Fieldcrest Fertilizer, Tim's Food Pride, and Grace Haven Assistant Living. Thanks for joining us for Boys State Basketball Action right here on Q92 with Paul Ramo and Mitchell Silver. You're listening to 92.1 FM KLQP, Madison Dawson, online at klqpfm.com.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Dan Hoff Center. I forgot where I was at, Mitchell.
We're ready for some state basketball, aren't we?
Yep, we got 16 Montevideo going against the 17 Pequot Lake. It should be a good one.
Yeah, I think the PA announcer should turn his mic down. He's a little loud. Can't hardly hear myself. All right, Montevideo in their home with purple uniforms. And Pequot Lake's in their away. They're called the Pigs, Rich, so they got the red, white, and blue uniforms. Here we go. Gannon Reitinger, ready to jump center.
It's Harrison Kennett.
Harrison Kennett. It's 6'5". Here we go. We are front and center, Mitchell and I are. State Consolation Semifinals. The winner will play for the Consolation Championship tomorrow. Here's the opening tip. It's on its way, and Gannon wins that one easy. Here's Thunderhawks quickly. Dak. We're underway. Kunin.
I think what Lakes looks like they're in a 2-3 zone. I'll start out on defense.
Yeah, my son thought they would start out in a zone, and that's what they did. Now they go inside the Epima. He's got a short jumper off the rim, gets his own rebound, puts it up and in.
Great job by Epima to stick with the missed shot and get his own rebound and get the putback.
All right, here comes Pequot Lakes up the floor. Number one, Blake Stitzka. I'm guessing he's the coach's son. He's on the right wing, right in front of Coach Derek Webb. A lot of Montevideo fans sitting behind us, folks. You're going to hear them.
Montevideo looks like they're up in man-to-man defense.
Harrison Kennan, the big guy, tall guy, shoots a three-pointer. There's a football pass by Eppelman. It's picked off by Braden Dornsby. Dornsby. Back up. Pequot Lakes with the ball. Stolen there by Epema. Epema leads Brody Dak. He missed the layup. Dak misses the layup picked up by the Patriots.
Dak would go to the paint with a lot of spit, just the layup to match, kind of take away the speed a little bit, and it ends up being a missed layup and a rebound for Pequot Lakes.
Kennan with the ball. Top of the key to Spitzka. In the number 11, he'll force up a shot, rolls off the rim, Reininger with the rebound. Cannon quickly across court, half court into Van Spinsberg, and here's Reininger for three, missed it. Boarded there by Harrison Cannon. Patriots have yet to score. We've almost played 2 minutes of the game. Ooh, they almost threw it away there. Dornsey. Man-to-man defense?
Yep, man-to-man defense from Montevideo.
Substitutes coming in already for the Patriots. Wow.
Shot clock's down to 10 for Pequot Lakes.
Here's Kennan with a side
baseline
shot. And he gets the Patriots on the board. And we're tied up 2-2. Reininger. Now this is Epema in the paint. Puts up a one-handed floater. No good. Off the rim. And they're fighting for the rebound. And Dornsey.
They got jump ball. Nice job by Reininger.
Was that Reininger that tied him up?
Yep. That'll keep possession. That'll switch possession over to Pequot Lakes.
Hey, Minneota's Destin Fears on the big jumbotron here at Concordia University. Most valuable teammate award. Aaliyah Rangard for Camby is on there too. A couple local student athletes. 2-2 is the score. Glad you're with us on Q92 tonight. Pequot Lakes and Montevideo. The winner will play for the Consolation Championship. The loser goes home. Kennan had 10 points yesterday against Waseca. Here's the top of the key three by number 12, Lundgren. That won't go. And a foul on Pequot Lakes. What happened there, Mitchell?
Nice strong rebound there by Reininger. Got reach and foul called on Pequot Lakes. Keep position with Montevideo. Now Pequot Lakes looks like they're going to come out in a little bit of a full court press here.
Paul Ramo, Mitchell Silty here, court socking. And Epema dribbles the ball just a few feet in front of us here. Nice pass into Reininger at the free throw line. Back out to Epema. Here's Zach. Inside to Epema in the paint. Double team. Throws it back around. And Epema goes to the basket. Blocked by Kennan. Tipped out by Reininger. And Coonan will pick it up.
Nice hustle play there by Montevideo to keep the offensive rebound.
Dak underneath. Back out to Coonan. And it's picked off. Intercepted there by Pequot Lakes. Here come the Patriots. Spitzka. The point guard wearing number one. Kennan will go for a three. And he hits it. Kennan with 5 points, and as I mentioned, he only had 10 yesterday against Waseca.
He has all 5 points for Pequot Lakes to start this game out.
5-2. Patriots lead Montevideo. Coonan in the right wing. Back out to Dak. Dak will go to the basket. Shoots over. Kennan missed it. Boy, the Thunderhawks not starting out shooting these things well. Oh, big long pass down to Kennan. He lays it up and in.
Kennan beat Reininger down the floor, and Pequot Lakes able to get a fast break layup out of it.
7-2. Patriots leading the Thunderhawks early here at Concordia University. And here's Reininger with a slam dunk.
Nice job by Montevideo working around that 2-3 zone by Pequot Lakes. Led to a slam dunk by Gannon Reininger.
Spitzka, 7-4. Patriots. Number 25 in the game. That's Holabar. Number 25. And almost picked off by Epema. Pequot Lakes, number 12, goes to the basket, lays it up, and no good. Mason Lundgren missed the rebound.
Another strong rebound there by Reininger.
Epema, Kunin wanted to shoot a three in the corner. And this is not Epema tried to hit Van Binsbergen.
Epema, but Van Binsbergen left the corner and went to touch of the basket. And Epema thought he was going to stay on the corner, and so it led to a pass going out of bounds.
That's one thing that really plagued Montevideo yesterday was the turnovers. 7-4, Pequot Lakes leading Montevideo. Patriots with the possession. Passing the ball now into the game is number 33, Samuel Apagu. Here's a three-pointer top of the key by Quayle. No good. Rebounded by the Patriots. They kick it out. They threw it out of bounds.
Yep, last touch by Pequot Lakes, so Montevideo will get possession.
Looks like Kunin almost got a fingertip on it.
Lindemann and Christensen check in for Montevideo.
All right, Montevideo will bring the ball up the floor. Dak crosses midcourt, gives the ball to Epema. Back to Brody Dak. Just two seniors on this Montevideo team. Inside to Epema. Here's Lindemann for three. Oh, missed, hit the back of the iron.
That was good ball movement by Montevideo around that zone. Just couldn't convert on the three-point shot.
Pequot Lakes with their three-point lead. They go inside, miss the shot. Still loose in the paint. They tip it out, and it's picked up. He pulled it down. Quayle was going to shoot a three. Now Quayle with the basketball. Dribbles to the free throw line. He's bumped.
Traveled first.
Oh, I thought they were going to call a foul on Brody Dak. They whistled him for a travel. Wow. Coach Derek Webb, he works up a sweat up and down the sideline, Coach Webb. My granddaughter made stick faces for all three coaches, Reitinger, Brandon, and Derek Webb. It's pretty cool. I'll post a picture of it later. A lot of enthusiasm and excitement by the Montevideo fans here. They are filling this side of the gym here at Concordia University. Reitinger down low, shot up, and that was
Christensen.
Christensen missed the shot underneath. Still, Montevideo being held to 4 points. Here's Quayle for three, off the rim. Rebounded there by Lindemann. Lindemann will bring the ball up the floor himself. 7-4. Pequot Lakes leading Montevideo with 11 minutes to play in the first half. We played 7 minutes of the first half here. 7-4. Very low-scoring game, Mitchell.
Very defensive game. The first game we watched between Minnehaha Academy and Pelican Rapids, more of an offensive scoring game.
Epema for three from way out, and it hit the back iron and ricocheted out of bounds.
It was last touched by Pequot Lakes, so Montevideo can retain possession.
It was. So the Thunderhawks will get the ball on their side of the court right in front of us here. And they get it into Epema. Stops his dribbles. Back to Reitinger. Reitinger gets the ball. We're taken away by Quayle. We got a fumble on the floor. A fight. Not a real fight.
No,
they're fighting for the ball.
Struggle for the ball. And it's a jump ball. And possession arrow will keep it here with Montevideo.
That was a bad choice of words there. It was not a fight. It was a wrestling match to get the ball. All right. Montevideo down low in the corner. Dak, Epema, top of the key. Griffin drops it down low to Reitinger for
Ames. That was a nice shot by Epema driving into the lane. Brought the defenders up from the bottom of the zone, and it left Reitinger wide open backside.
Hey, I saw the Dawson Boys Blackjack boys basketball team. They're sitting behind us here. They're clapping and cheering for the Thunderhawks. They'll play tomorrow afternoon in their quarterfinal game at Target Center. You'll hear that basketball game right here on Q92. Patriots, number 33. He traveled.
Yep, traveled. Changed his pivot foot when he went to back down Montevideo in the paint.
Samuel Apagu. I think I pronounced that right. You want to give that a shot there, Mitchell?
Apagu.
A sophomore, 6'4". I'll go with that, Apagu. Let's see what the PA guy says, too.
He gave Pequot Lakes good minutes in their game versus Waseca yesterday.
Yes, he did. 7-6 is your score. And Reitinger a shot and puts the puck out in the lead.
That was a friendly roll for Reitinger. Bounced off the front of the rim, went straight up and rolled over the front of the rim and in.
Takes it 8-7. I think Montevideo with their 1 point lead, they led to start the game 2-0, and then they kind of went out of drought there for the last 6-7 minutes.
Tenen has all 7 points for Pequot Lakes, and then Reitinger has 6 points for Montevideo, and Ephema has the other two.
Quayle goes in for a layup, missed it, Montevideo on the run, and Reitinger will pull it back. Lindemann on the baseline, now to Gannon on the baseline. Back out to Lindemann. Quick pass in the paint to Ephema. Jump shot by Griffin, nothing but that.
That's the second time we've seen Ephema pull up for a mid-range jump shot, and he knocked it down against this 2-3 zone.
10-7, Montevideo. Fiska. Boy, he can handle the ball. He's got a big knee brace on his right knee. The point guard for Pequot Lake. 10-7, Montevideo with a 3-point lead, and the Patriots throw the ball out of bounds.
Yeah, Ethan Quayle tried to get it down to Kennan down low, and the ball slipped out of his hands and going out of bounds, and Montevideo will get possession.
Hey, we have a special guest at halftime. You'll want to stay tuned for that. I never let people know what my halftime guest is. It'll be fun.
Jackson Coonan is checked back in for Montevideo, replacing Christensen.
10-7. Here's Ephema. Oh, he wanted to pull the trigger. Coonan will pull the trigger for three. He hits it in the corner.
Timeout taken by Pequot Lake as Montevideo's on a little bit of a run here.
15-7, Montevideo will take a commercial break. You're listening to Thunder Hawk Basketball right here on Q92.
Hanson Dental Clinic, located in Dawson, would like to remind you that even when your kids are young, taking care of your children's teeth is very important, and you can help your children follow these guidelines for healthy mouth. Brush front and back of each tooth after every meal. Be sure to brush the chewing surface of each tooth. You only need a tiny bit of toothpaste. Be gentle. Floss every day. Use a fresh section of floss for each tooth. Move floss around teeth in a C shape. Slide the floss up and down between teeth slowly. And most importantly, have a regular checkup, and you can schedule your checkup today with Hanson Dental Clinic by calling 320-769-4756. That's 320-769-4756. Dr. Tom Hanson, Dr. Dentistry, Hanson Dental Clinic, located downtown Dawson.
Paul Ramo Mitchell still deep back here at Concordia University in St. Paul. Hey, the Thunderhawks have a 13-7 lead, Mitchell.
Yep, they're on an 11-0 run. They trailed 7-2 at one point. Now they lead 13-7.
And Harrison Kennan, who missed the shot, picked up. And a 13-7 lead for Montevideo. This is Brody Dack at the free throw line. Turns around, hands it over to his teammate, Griffin Ephema, now into Reitinger. Down low, Dack wide open, scores!
Another nice job by Montevideo with Pequot Lakes in that 2-3 zone. They got it to Reitinger right at the free throw line. That brought the low defender up to meet him at the free throw line, and that let Dack slip down to the rim and get a layup.
Montevideo does so well with a pick and roll, don't they? Now it's stolen by Griffin Ephema. Wow, Montevideo keeps the ball.
Pequot Lakes trying to go down low to Kennan again, and Ephema recognized it, came over and helped defense, able to swipe at the ball and steal it away.
7 minutes, 13 seconds to play in the first half here in this consolation semifinal game, State Boys Basketball. Thanks for tuning in to Q92 and listening online. 15-7 Montevideo, Thunderhawks have the ball. Ephema on the right wing. Coonan just hit a three-pointer. Now over to Reitinger. Gannon drives to the basket. Kicks it out to Ephema for three. No. Missed it. Rebounded there by the Patriots. They're on the run. Here's Spitzka, the point guard. Pulls it back out. Gannon, the big guy for three. No. Big rebound there by Lindemann. Lindemann over to Dak.
Pequot Lakes looks like they switched to a man-to-man defense now.
15-7 is your score. In the paint, Reitinger is blocked by Kennan.
They call Kennan for a foul on too much of the arm of Reitinger, so Reitinger will go to the free throw line for two.
Kennan is 6'5". I think Kennan's about the same.
Yep, 6'5", 6'6", I believe.
Well, let's see if Reitinger, Gannon, can make a free throw. He doesn't. He missed it. Gannon will be he's an outstanding baseball player. He's going to be playing baseball for the Mavericks at the University of Minnesota Mankato next year. Second free throw, good by Reitinger. 7 points for Gannon. Patriots, Spitzka. And now we got a whistle for some reason. Referee stopped play.
They have the shot clock not run, or was it the...
No, the score's wrong. They gave the point. Oh. They gave the scoreboard that says the points for Pequot Lake should be 16-7. The scoreboard is wrong. And the referees are over at the scores table trying to correct that, and now they do.
They also took 2 seconds off the clock. It was 6:19. Now it's down to 6:17.
Shouldn't it be 16-7? The scoreboard says
16-8. Yeah, it should be 16-7, but oh, there it is. Now I got it.
Hey, maybe we should go work the scoreboard, too, while we're broadcasting. Those guys over there probably had a long day. I think they started at 10 this morning.
Yep, they had 4A and AAA. And this will be the sixth game here today.
All right, they got the scoreboard and figured out. And Pequot Lakes, now Coach Webb wants to question the referees about something. I'm not sure why. But the referees blow the whistle, and we're underway again. We're playing basketball. 16-7, Montevideo. The winner plays tomorrow in the Constellation Championship. Here's a three-pointer. Good. Number 11, Braden Dorphy with a three-pointer. His first basket of the game. Epema down to Van Binsbergen. Here's Kunin back to Griffin. Way out here at the top of the key. Cody Dack at the free throw line. Ooh, should have took a shot. Van Binsbergen into number three. Bockles on the floor for Montevideo, and they throw the ball away.
At three by Braden Dornsay for Pequot Lakes, the first player to score points for Pequot Lakes, not named Harrison Kinnon.
Oh, that's right. Good point there, Mitchell. Fitzgott throws it over to number 22, and they throw it inside. 15-10, Montevideo, 5:13 to play before halftime.
Shot clock's down to 10 for Pequot Lakes.
Fitzka goes to the basket underneath, kicks it out in the corner, is a three-point, and rolls around the rim. Kinnon with the rebound and put back.
And that's tough there for Montevideo. They forced up a shot with about 4 seconds left on the shot clock and missed. And then Kinnon able to get on the offensive glass and then get the put back and a foul.
So the 6'5" senior Harrison Kinnon at the free throw line trying to make a three-point play, and he does with his free throw.
He has 10 of Pequot Lake's 13 points here in the first half.
16-13, just a three-point lead for Montevideo now. And a quick shot by Van Spinsbergen that missed, and Spitzka with the rebound for the Patriots. They're up the floor quickly. Over to number 12. This is Lundgren. And Spitzka will shoot a three from the corner. No good. Kinnon with the rebound. Dishes it off to number 22. And he scores.
That's a brief 8-0 run by Pequot Lake. It was 16-7 Montevideo. Now it's 16-15.
And Coach Webb calling a timeout. So we'll take a timeout as well with 4:33 to play in the first half. It's Montevideo leading by one, 16-15. We'll be right back.
Farmers Union Oil Company of Montevideo and Granite Falls providing Senex Premium Diesel Fuels, propane, oil, grease, and now DEF delivery. For any of your farm, business, or personal needs, please call 320-269-8861. That's 269-8861. Thank you, and we appreciate your business. That's Farmers Union Oil Company of Montevideo and Granite Falls.
Mitchell, 1-point lead for Montevideo.
Yep, we had a We had a 14-0 run by Montevideo to take the lead at 16-7, and then we got an 8-0 run by Pequot Lakes to make it 16-15.
Game of runs so far. 4:19 to play. Montevideo leading by a point. They go inside, down low to Reitinger. He's fouled. Nice assist there by Griffin Epema.
Yeah, Montevideo was able to get the ball to the center. That looked like they were in the zone again. And Reitinger able to seal off the paint and able to go up, but he was fouled. So now we'll go to the free throw line again for two free throws.
There's Aaliyah Rangard from Canby High School on the Jumbotron Most Valuable Teammate Award as Gannon makes his free throw. I believe that's 8 points for Reitinger. Yep. And Gannon, one of the seniors, would like to play another game and not lose this one and make it his last. He makes the second free throw. 18-15, a three-point lead for the Thunderhawks in purple.
Reitinger, the leading scorer for Montevideo with 9 points. Kennan, leading scorer for Pequot Lakes at 10.
Running right on the baseline, lost the ball out of bounds. Good defense there by Van Binsbergen.
Yep, Van Binsbergen able to swipe at the ball and bounce, I believe, off of Pequot Lakes player foot. So possession will go back over to Montevideo.
3 point lead for the Thunderhawks. Eppelman dribbles right by us. We could have knocked the ball out of his hand, but we decided not to, right? Here's Koonin. Down low to Reitinger on the baseline. Out to Eppelman for three. Wide open. Off the front of the rim. Won't go. Here's Spitz across half court for Pequot Lakes. Down by three. With 3:30 to play in the first half, we'll have Monica's Apparel and Accessories halftime report coming up.
So a great block by Reitinger.
Shot there off by the Patriots. Blocked by Reitinger. And he'll bring the ball up the floor. Gets it to Koonin for three. And that's blocked by Cannon. And the Patriots have the basketball.
Both big men for both Reitinger and Cannon for both teams playing great games here in the first half.
Fiske drives Koonin.
Down to 3 minutes to play here in the first half. Montevideo with a three-point lead, 18-15.
Griffin dribbling the ball out at half court over to Van Binsbergen. Back in the Epema, down low to Reitinger underneath the basket. Goes up strong and scores.
Put Reitinger at double figures with 11.
Fiske, number one for the Patriots. Stops his dribble. Gets it over to Dorsey, okay. That's some strange names up there in Pequot Lake. Tough to say. Kennan down low. Going against Reitinger. Blocked by Gannon. Two blocks by Reitinger. Here's Van Binsbergen. 20-15. 5 point lead for Montevideo. Van Spix tries the baseline. He travels. I think the ball got caught on his hip.
That'll send possession back over to Pequot Lakes.
Substitutes coming in. Montevideo's Brody Dack and Lindemann back in for the Thunderhawks. Pequot Lakes will bring the ball up the full length of the court. They're down by five. 2 minutes left in the first half. Patriots, number 24 out there now, Owen Kruger, his first action. Fiske, the number 33.
Afagu?
The Fiske. This is why we're not national broadcasters.
No,
oh, stolen by Epema. Griffin going in for the layup, and he makes it.
Nice job by Epema getting out on the fast break and finishing through the contact for the layup.
And Griffin is quick. Good steal by Epema. He was being harassed all the way down the floor.
Montevideo able to go on a 6-0 run now. Throws it back up to 7.
Kruger. Looking inside. Now to Spiska, top of the key. Lobs it down low to Kruger. Kicks it out. Here's a 3-point shot. That was over the rim.
Rebounded by Epema.
And here come the Thunderhawks quickly up the floor to Brody Dack. The Reitinger goes to the basket. Scores.
And a foul. Strong move to the basket by Gannon Reitinger.
and he was hammered as the ball went through the hoop. 24-15. Montevideo getting a little more aggressive now.
Yep, really starting to get out in transition. Reininger goes back to the free throw line where he's 3 of 4 so far tonight.
52 seconds to play. Then we'll have our Monica's Apparel and Accessories halftime report. And we have a special guest at halftime. Reininger, number 13 for Montevideo at the free throw line. He's got, 13 points? 14 points as he makes the free throw. 50 seconds to go. The Patriots bring the ball slowly across midcourt. Fitzka going one-on-one with Epema. Kicks it out in the corner for three by Dornstein. No good. Lindemann with the rebound.
Only a second separates the game clock and the shot clock. We'll see if Montevideo decides to hold for the last shot.
Reininger down low in the corner, and he goes underneath, missed the shot.
And the shot clock's turned off for Pequot Lakes.
25-15, 10-point lead. Biggest lead of the night.
15 seconds to go.
Fitzka out by Epema. Epema trying to steal the ball. He is playing great defense on Fitzka.
Now we're down to 5 seconds to play.
Oh, he sees an opening. Goes down on the baseline. Kicks it out to Cannon for three. Short. And there's your buzzer. It is 25-15 at the half. Your thoughts there, Mitchell?
It was a little bit of a game of runs there in the first half. First, Pequot Lakes goes on a bit of a, Montevideo goes on a bit of a run. Excuse me, they go on a 14-0 run to take the lead 16-7, and then Pequot Lake answers with an 8-0 run to make it 16-15, and then Montevideo close out the first half on a 9-0 run.
All right, we'll take a couple-minute break, come back with Monica's Apparel and Accessories right after these words from our fine sponsors.
There's no community like a Cenex community, and that's why every Cenex store is so proud to serve theirs by supporting local athletic teams, promoting the arts, and making sure each store is a place its neighbors can find what they need, catch up with their friends, and stay connected. It's also why we give back, helping to make the wonderful places we call home the best they can be. Your local Cenex doesn't just work in your town, it lives there. The store next door, powered locally at Cenex.
Hey Dan, what's on your mind?
The good old days.
What about the good old days?
Remember way back when you could drive into a dealership and pick up a brand new vehicle in the same day? Those days are back.
No way.
They are at Heartland Motor Company.
People buying new vehicles, taking home same day, it means you got new trades coming in too?
We've got a lot of good local trade-ins that are coming in every day, and so inventory levels are up. Stop in and take home a vehicle the same day.
Shop online at heartlandmotor.com.
Because it's not just a Chevy, it's a Heartland Chevrolet.
Find new roads at Heartland Motor Company in Morris.
Time for the Halftime Report on Q92, brought to you by Monica's Apparel and Accessories, located in Dawson.
Monica, Easter's coming up.
It sure is, Paul Ramo, and Monica's is in full bloom. I have gotten so much new spring merchandise in, and you will see a lot of color in every room, and I've gotten a lot of jackets and spring striped tops, vests, jeans, shorts, capris, crops, and new reversible dresses, and grab a new dress for Easter. Shop Monica's in Dawson on Chestnut Street, Wednesday through Friday, 10 to 6, Saturday 10 to 5, or by appointment. Like me on Facebook and enjoy a dark chocolate sea salt caramel when you arrive.
All right, welcome back, everybody, to Concordia University. We're at halftime. Monica's Apparel and Accessories halftime show. Mitchell, 25-15. The Thunderhawks have a 10-point lead at the half.
Yep, we had spurts for both teams there in the first half. Montevideo going 14-0 run. Then Pequot Lakes answering with an 8-0 run, and then a 9-0 run by Montevideo to close out the first half.
Yeah, first half was a game of runs, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was a game of runs, and the defenses for both teams really stood out. Montevideo only allowing 15 points to Pequot Lakes here for the first half.
All right. So 25-15, Montevideo leading, and we have a special guest here at halftime. It happens to be my grandson, Eli Ramo. Hi, Eli.
Hi.
Are you having fun at state?
Yeah.
Well, what did you do today? Did you go swimming in the motel room yet?
Not yet.
Not yet, okay. Well, let's get your thoughts. First of all, how old are you?
I am 8 and a half.
8 and a half. And what grade are you in?
Second.
And what school do you go to?
Montevideo Elementary School.
Okay. Give us your thoughts on the first half here between Montevideo and Pequot Lakes. What do you think?
It was pretty awesome for a couple of minutes when they kept scoring a lot. And then when we were up a couple, they came back and...
Who do you think's playing well for Montevideo right now?
Gannon and Griff.
Yep, they usually do play well, don't they?
Yeah.
Huh? Do you know them players well?
Yeah.
I heard they had supper at your place the other night.
Yep.
What did your dad make? You remember what he made on the grill?
Barbecue and pork.
Oh,
yes, okay. Very good.
Let's talk about the coaches on Montevideo, Eli. What do you think of Coach Webb? Is he a good coach?
Yeah, he uses my plays that I draw out for him, so it's very cool.
Tell me what? Say what? Say that again. What? Coach Webb does what?
I make up plays for him, so some of my plays go in the actual big court.
Did you drop the blind pig from Montevideo that won the section tournament?
Nope.
No?
I didn't drop that one.
So you dropped the plays for Coach Webb. I did not know that. And some of them work, huh? Tell us a play that you drew up.
The alligator play.
Oh, they have a place, animal, you call the animals? The plays are animal called?
Some of them aren't.
Okay, what's the alligator play?
So it's like somebody stands off the side of the three-point line. There's two people right next to the net, and then one of them passes it to that three-point person, and then they shoot it.
And it usually goes in?
Yeah.
Wow. I did not know that, Eli. I'm going to have to ask Coach Webb about that. That's pretty cool. So what are you holding there in your hand?
My sister made these custom-made pictures of the coaches.
Headshot pictures,
yeah.
Huh? And that's a picture of your dad, huh?
Yeah.
So what do you think about your dad as a coach?
Very cool, and sometimes gets angry.
He gets angry, huh?
Yeah.
It's a good anger, though, right?
Most of the time.
So, Eli, I got to ask you, we see Paul with all the snacks that he brings out here. I've seen him have a Snickers bar. He's got Twizzlers and peanut M&Ms. Do you have a go-to concession snack that you like to have?
Hershey's.
Hershey's?
A Hershey's candy bar?
Yeah.
Chocolate candy bar?
Milk chocolate, yes.
Oh, hey. Ask Mitchell what his is.
What's your favorite concessions food, Mitch?
It's hard for me to turn down the popcorn.
That's right. I can vouch for that. So who are you cheering with here? You got some friends here?
Yeah, my friend Edwin, who just walks by.
Okay.
And then my friend Roman over there somewhere. And then a little boy named Maverick and a little girl named Baylor over there.
Okay. And you're here with your mom?
Yep.
And your sisters? Better give your sisters a shout out.
Yeah, my sisters annoy me a lot.
That's what sisters are supposed to do.
Yep.
Right, Eli?
Yep.
All right. Hey, thanks for being our halftime guest.
Yep.
And you're sitting right behind me. I said, you just well put a headset on, right?
Yep.
You've been on the radio with me before. Didn't we do some baseball or something?
Yeah.
You want to say hi to a special person? Grandma's listening.
Oh, Grandma? Yeah, then Grandma.
Grandma Roxy.
Yeah, Grandma Roxy.
You say hi to her. Is she a good grandma?
Hi, Grandma Roxy, and yes.
Okay. All right, good job, Eli.
Uh-huh.
Thanks for being a halftime guest. Can you put the headset down, okay?
Bye.
All right, bye. Eli Ramo, my grandson. That was a good interview, wasn't it, Mitchell?
Yeah, that was a good one.
You didn't need to do the snack question, though.
Well, I don't know. It seemed like a necessary thing to do.
That's right. All right, we'll take a break. That wraps up our Monica's Apparel and Accessories halftime show. Fashionista Friday with Monica. I think it's this Friday at 9:15. So you want to tune in for that and shop Monica's on Chestnut Street. And we'll take a break. It's a 10-point lead for Montevideo at the half. 25:15. We'll be back after this.
You've been listening to the Halftime Report on Q92, brought to you by Monica's Apparel in Dawson.
Olson Sanitation, serving all of Lac La Parle and Yellow Medicine County and parts of Lyon County. Olson Sanitation offers complete garbage and recycling service, including residential, commercial, rural, and roll-off service. You can call their toll-free 1-800-420-1914. That's 1-800-420-1914. Olson Sanitation, serving all of Lac La Parle and Yellow Medicine County and parts of Lyon County.
This is Bo Labor, head football coach at Stillwater Area High School and a 1997 graduate of South St. Paul High School. You are listening to the high school sports coverage on this partner station of the Minnesota State High School League. We are the league.
Olson Sanitation, serving all of Lac La Parle and Yellow Medicine County and parts of Lyon County. Olson Sanitation offers complete garbage and recycling service, including residential, commercial, rural, and roll-off service. You can call their toll-free 1-800-420-1914. That's 1-800-420-1914. Olson Sanitation, serving all of Lac La Parle and Yellow Medicine County and parts of Lyon County.
We're back here at Concordia University. Paul Ramo, Mitchell Silfie. And it's 25-15 Montevideo.
It was a very defensive first half. We'll see if we can get the offense to start going here for both teams in the second half.
Hey, I just noticed something. I'm kind of embarrassed about this, but I just noticed that Dawson Boyd, Principal Activities Director Ryan Stoltzberry, is one of the referees here tonight. How did I miss that? Ryan sitting to my right here, standing to my right. We just had a exchange, and I can't believe I missed that. Too much into the game, I guess. Ryan Stoltzberry, one of the referees. We got to thank the referees. They have a hard, tough job at state, don't they?
Yeah, they have a very tough job.
All right, Mitchell, what does Thunder Hawks need to do to play in that Constellation Championship tomorrow?
I have to keep up the pressure on defense, and I have to find ways to get more people involved on offense.
All right. Pequot Lakes has possession to start the second half. We're underway. 18 minutes to play.
I'm on a video out in there, man-to-man defense to start the second half here.
Spitzka, top of the key. Left wing, Kennan. Kennan looks taller than 6'5".
And got a blocking foul on Montevideo.
Mason Lundgren is driving to the basket. Who they call a foul on?
Number 12, Adam Van Binsbergen. So Pequot Lakes will inbound underneath the basket.
Looking to inbound it. Spitzcock having trouble. Five seconds.
A great defense there by Montevideo denying the inbound pass. Force a 5-second call, and they'll get possession back.
All right.
Pequot Lakes out in a full court press here to start.
We're back. Epima. 25-15 Thunderhawks. Montevideo's Van Binsbergen. Looks to the corner. The corner, it goes right through his hands into the Montevideo bench.
It looks like Pequot Lakes went back to a little bit of a zone defense there to start the second half. They can do another Montevideo turnover.
Got to give a shout-out to my nephew, Nick Ramo, from Worthington. He's listening online with a number of other people tonight. Thanks for choosing Q92. We had a lot of people last night listening. Appreciate that. Thanks to all of our fine sponsors. Here's a three-pointer by Lundgren. Oh, a little tremendous range there. Lundgren for three, and it's 25-18. Trapped in the corner here. Reitinger hits Epima in the paint. Spin move by Griffin. Goes to the basket. Scores! Griffin Epima.
Nice job by Epima. Used the pump fake to get Kennan in the air. And then he did a nice step through up and under move to get the layup for Montevideo.
27-18. Three-pointer by number 11. Don't hit deep. And it's well long. No good. Back down to Montevideo. Quickly to the basket. Epima up it in.
Great cut to the basket by Epima, able to get another layup.
Benefit. Montevideo. Oh, there's an opening down to Kennan. The big guy is fouled from behind. Number five. That's Harrison Kennan, the 6'5" senior forward.
Some great patience there by Kennan. He waited for the two Montevideo players to jump up and challenge on his pump fake, and then he went up and was fouled.
Montevideo fans sitting right behind us. Here's the free throw by Cannon, and it's good. He had 10 points in the first half. He actually had 10 points total yesterday against Waseca.
So he leads his team in scoring tonight.
Remember, Pequot Lakes is out without one of their starters from yesterday. His right arm is in a cast. Cannon's second free throw is good. And it's 29-20. 9-point lead. And Epema down to Reitinger, back to Griffin. No, they're going to throw it to the other side to Dak. 15:50 to play in the ball game. Who's going to play in the consolation championship? Epema jump shot inside the paint. Epema has 6 quick points here in the second half.
And then we got a turnover by Pequot Lakes trying to do a full court pass. Went out of bounds, and Montevideo will get possession back.
Hey, there's Ryan Maher from Mineota. Most valuable teammate award up on the big jumbotron here. A lot of local kids being featured on the jumbotron here by the Minnesota High School League. Montevideo has a 31-20 lead, and they got the basketball. Brody Dak inside, lots of down low to Reitinger, too far underneath the basket, kicks it out. Here's Epema for three, good! Holy cow, Griffin Epema's on fire.
That's a great start to the second half for Epema. He's got 9 points now. Now he's up to 15 total on the game.
It's a 14-point lead for the Montevideo Thunderhawks. 14:57 to play in the basketball game here at Concordia University. The winner will play in the consolation championship against
Minnehaha Academy,
who defeated
Pelican Rapids.
Here's a long three-pointer by Pelican Rapids, no good off the backboard. Montevideo quickly up the floor.
Montevideo currently on a 9-2 run.
Griffin almost lost it, now throws it to Dak. Montevideo shooting well here in the second half. Put it in the paint! Wow! Head coach Rick wants the timeout with 14:22 to play in the ball game. It's 36-20. Montevideo. We'll be right back after this.
Erickson Chevrolet in Dawson, taking care of your every automotive need. No high pressure, no come-ons, no slick sale pitches. Erickson Chevrolet's focus is to present a vehicle that meets your lifestyle and budget. Unlike some dealerships, Erickson Chevrolet will get to know you and strive to take care of your vehicle the same as they would their own. Erickson Chevrolet is open Monday through Fridays, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Saturday, 8 to noon. Check out their website at ericksonchev.com. They're located along Highway 212 in Dawson.
Paul Ramo Mitchell Silty back here at Concordia University. Hey, we found a pretty decent parking spot, didn't we, when he came in here?
Yeah, we have the park in the
small parking lot.
Small parking lot next to the gymnasium, so, or the arena, I should say, so we didn't have to walk too far.
All right. Yeah, I was afraid we were going to have to park there. There's not much parking around Concordia University. I thought we were going to have to walk a couple miles, but we lucked out. All right. It's 36-20.
Montevideo on an 11-2 run now.
Cannon down low, going against Reitinger. Too far underneath the basket.
And
he stepped out of bounds. He did.
Great defense again by Gannon Reitinger, forcing Cannon too far underneath the basket and made him step out of bounds.
36-20. 16-point lead. Reitinger's playing outstanding. So is Epema here tonight.
Epema and Reitinger combined for 29 of the 36 points for Montevideo.
We got a foul away from the basket. Ball number 22, I think, is going to be whistled for a major push. Gus Bolts Amershaw. Montevideo inbound. Now another foul called.
It's on the legal screen on Montevideo, I believe.
Yeah, I think you're right.
That was on Jackson Coonan.
36-20, Montevideo. and Coach Webb pacing back and forth. Montevideo looking to play in the consolation game tomorrow. I believe it's at noon.
Yep, noon versus right. Minnehaha Academy.
Right back here at Concordia. All right, Fiske with the ball. Pequot Lakes down by 16, Dug down by 14. Baseline shot by Kennan.
Nice baseline jumper by Kennan. He has 14 now for Pequot Lakes.
Van Spinsbergen, top of the key to Brody Dack on the right wing. Down on the baseline now to Reitinger. Cannon will drive to the basket, kicks it out. The Van Spinsbergen at the free throw line. He almost lost the ball. Gets it back to Gannon.
10 seconds on the shot clock for Montevideo.
Baseline shot by Van Spinsbergen. It's good. That's his first point of the game. And it's 38-22, Thunderhawks. Cannon with the ball. Over to the right left wing to number three. He kicks it out to number 31.
That's a three-pointer by number one, Blake Fitzka.
Fitzka with a three. Boy, he shot that quick, didn't he? That's what happens when I look down my score sheet and I miss it. That's why you're here, Mitchell.
Yep.
Kunin drives to the basket, loses the ball, picked up by Van Spinsbergen. Tony Dack, and he puts up a jump shot and scores.
A nice mid-range jump shot there for Brody Dack.
4 points for Dack. He's hit the 40 mark, folks. 40 to 25. 12-18 on the clock. Pequot Lakes, the Patriots, they're called. They're on offense right now, and here's Fiske, their point guard, with that big right knee brace on. They go down low, and it's taken away by Brody Dack.
Great defense once again by Montevideo, forcing another Pequot Lakes turnover.
Dack down low. Ooh,
poked out of bounds by Kennan.
Montevideo will keep the ball underneath their own basket. A couple substitutes coming in for Montevideo.
Gabe Lindemann and Tostin Christensen check in.
Montevideo has the ball underneath their basket. They lead 40 to 25. Epema looks to inbound it. Gets it to right here. Back to Epema for three! Deep in the corner. Griffin Epema with his second three-pointer of the game.
I believe Flakes will lead the biggest it's ever been at 18 now for Montevideo, 43-25.
18-point lead for the Thunderhawks. Sequa Lake kicks it out. You know, they were leading Waseca most of the game yesterday. Waseca hasn't lost all season. Here's a three-point shot from the corner. No good. Rebounded by Reitinger. Epema quickly across half court. And the ball gets the ball, it looks like.
Yeah, it looks like it went out of bounds off Christensen.
You know, we were really impressed with Pequot Lakes yesterday because we watched that whole game with Waseca. Waseca hasn't lost all season.
Yeah, Waseca coming in as the two seed right behind Albany, and Pequot Lakes was able to hang with them for basically the whole game yesterday.
Yeah, and then until the end when Waseca pulled it out at the last second. 43-25, Montevideo playing well here in the consolation semifinals. Cannon. The 6'5" forward, three-point shot, no good. Rebounded by the Patriots. They keep the ball. Fiske for three. He hits it.
Makes it 43-28. Montevideo with just under 11 minutes left to play in the second half.
That was Fiske's second three-pointer. He has 6 points in the game. Griffin drives to the basket, throws the ball up to the hoop.
He's fouled. He'll go to the free throw line for Montevideo.
Patriot fans out across the way here wanted to travel on Epema. They didn't get it. So Griffin, with 18 points here in the game, is at the free throw line. His team leading 43-28. 10:38 to play, and Epema's free throw is good. And I'm running out of room next to Griffin Epema's name on my scorecard. Second free throw. What a basketball player Griffin Epema is. Missed the free throw. I jinxed him.
Epema up to 19 points now for Montevideo. He's the leading scorer. How many points do you have at halftime? Do you have six?
Yep. I just messed up my scorecard. Okay. Here's Pequot Lakes 25 for three. That's no good. And that was Hollibar. Missed the three-pointer. And here's Epema. Crossover dribble. Pulls up. Drops it down low to Reitinger. And Reitinger loses the ball.
But he's fouled, and they'll send Reitinger to the free throw line for two.
Okay, Epema has 19 points. And Gannon Reitinger has 14 points.
Gannon's first free throw is good.
And that gives him 15. And with 10:03 to play, it's 45-28. Biggest lead of the night by the Thunderhawks. And Gannon makes it look easy with his free throw. 16 points for Reitinger, 19 for Epema. I have my scoreboard straightened out. My scorecard, I should say, straightened out. Patriots with the ball. They go down low to Cannon. Cannon, he loses the ball and picked up by the Patriots. Spitzka. Boy, Pequot Lakes is really out of sync. Here's a three-point shot up on its way. No good. Rebounded. We got a push.
No, over the back on Pequot Lakes. So that'll be minor video basketball.
Montevideo defense really has Pequot Lake not in a rhythm at all, do they?
Yeah, I think Montevideo might have taken a few notes from Breck's defense yesterday and really applied that to this game. We had a really good pressure man-to-man defense here by Montevideo.
All right, under 10 minutes to play, folks. 46-28, Montevideo. Just got to keep the pressure on, right?
Yep, got to make smart decisions on offense. Just keep doing pressure defense. And a
jump shot there by Brody Dack from the free throw line doesn't go. The Patriots come down the floor with it. Spitzka with the ball. Now they swing it over to number 12, Lundgren. Outside the three-point arc, they lob it underneath number 31, and he scores. Roskovich. And it's 46-30. A lot of video playing well here tonight. After having the pressure defense that Breck put on him the whole game, got to be a guy got a trip, an easy trip here.
Right? That's a lot easier on offense here tonight versus the other night from Montevideo.
That's right. That's what I was trying to say. Still impressed with Breck's defense. It's going to be interesting to see how they do against Wasika. Is it Friday?
Yep, Friday.
Yeah, Friday. Montevideo inbounds in the paint to Reitinger, out to Brody Dack, back to Epa, back to Reitinger. Wow, what a score. What a
great ball movement there by Montevideo. The lob to Reitinger, then to Dack on the baseline. Then he went underneath to Epa and passed it back to Reitinger for a nice floater in the lane.
Jump shot by Spitzka, their point guard. He scores. He's got eight. And it's 48-32. Griffin explodes to the basket, lays it up and in, and he scores! Holy cow!
We got a timeout taken by Montevideo.
The half-century mark for Montevideo, they have 50 points, 50-32. With a timeout on the floor, we'll take a commercial break with 8:01 to play. We'll be back. You're listening to Thunderhawk Boys Basketball right here on Q92.
This message is from the Appleton and Dawson Veterinary Clinics. Dog owners, did you know that fleas are a threat all year long in this area? With the weather warming around the globe, flea and tick activity is more unpredictable than ever. Ask us about protect your dog from fleas and ticks year-round. Call Appleton 320-289-2484 or Dawson Vet at 320-769-2628. Or check out their Facebook pages. Appleton and Dawson Vet Clinics are open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5. Protection doesn't have an off season. Protect your dogs today.
We're back here at the Ganghoff Center, they call it.
Pequot Lakes has the ball, trailing 50 to 32. 8:01 left in the second half.
Well, the Patriots want to get back into it. They're going to have to attack the basket and score often and quickly. Thunder Hawks ain't going to let that happen. They want to play for the Constellation Championship. They want to bring home some hardware. Here's Stitzka from the top of the key. Three. That's no good. Look at Reitinger go for the rebound.
Another strong rebound by Reitinger from Montevideo.
Epema goes it up to Kunin. In the Gannon at the free throw line. Gannon kicks it out to Brody Dack for three. He missed it. Rebounded by Spitzka. Stolen there by Brody Dack. Epema wide open for three. Nothing but net for Epema.
Epema now has 24 points. I think that's an 18-point second half so far now for Epema.
It is. He only had 6 points in the first half. Yesterday he was held to 11 against Breck. 53-32 Montevideo. The Patriots from Pequot Lake. Down low, they lose the ball. Riding their football pass. It's incomplete.
Just outside the hand of Brody Dack. It goes out of bounds. Pequot Lake will get possession back.
That was a football pass the full length of the court. He overthrew him.
Just outside the fingertips.
Overthrew.
Brody Dack.
Yeah, Brody Dack. Dak's not very tall, so we'll give him an excuse there. So Pequot Lake's back on offense, down 53-32, 6:50 to go in the ball game. Pequot Lake goes to the basket, and that was number 31. I should mention Rick Spitzka, the head coach for Pequot Lake, coached with my son Josh at Foley High School, and transferred over to Pequot Lake, so connection there with me. We actually, Rick and I spoke quite a bit at the state football tournament this year. Here's Kunin for three, nothing but that. Just like his sister Avery. Jackson Kunin from deep three there. I like to see Jackson and Avery shoot in the parking lot or in the driveway. That'd be competitive. Oh, down low is Cannon. 16 points for Cannon. Easy basket there for Pequot Lake.
Before that basket, it was a 10-2 run by Montevideo.
Griffin at the top of the key, being guarded tightly. Not as tightly as last night, however, against Breck. Oh, wide open, Van Spinsbergen. No foul. Oh, a late whistle. They're going to wave off the basket by Epema. That was a late whistle there, I think, wasn't it?
Yep, not sure what they called on it.
Van Spinsbergen was shooting. He was fouled. They didn't call a whistle right away. So all the referees are getting together to see what they should do. I don't know if the whistle fell out of his mouth and didn't get to blow the whistle right away or what happened.
So Van Binsberger is at the line for Montevideo.
Epema got the rebound off Van Binsberger's miss and put it up and in. Well, Van Binsberger makes his free throw, gives him 3 points. 5:50 to go. Second free throw is on. It's good by Adam Van Binsbergen. Thunderhawks have a 58-34 lead. We're under 6 minutes left in this basketball game. Paul Ramo, Mitchell Silty here in St. Paul tonight. Number 11 throws up the shot. That's Domacy.
Rebounded by Epema from Montevideo.
Here's Reitinger. Kunin. Come on, Jackson, throw a three up. Epema. Ooh, there's bodies flying all over the place. No whistle. Epema goes to the basket. Kicks it back out to Reitinger. In the corner to Van Spinsbergen. Loses the ball. Gets it back. Puts it up. No good. Rebounded there by Dorsey. Spitzka, their point guard, will go right to the basket. Lays it up. No good. Fast break coming from Montevideo. It's a 2-on-1. Kunin. Down to Van Spinsbergen, and he loses the ball, gets it back, gives it to Epena, NBA three, rattled in and out, almost went in. 58-34.
And he's out of bounds.
Ooh, he stepped out of bounds.
For Pequot Lake to go back over to Montevideo.
Right in front of us here. Of course, we can't see the out-of-bounds line on the
edge of the table. Nels Bockel checks in for Gannon Reidinger.
Once again, Ryan Stokesbury from Dawson is one of the referees here tonight. Still can't believe I missed that in the first half. Just caught it at halftime. Give Ryan a shout-out. He does a great job. 4:30 left. Clock running. Montevideo with the ball and a big lead here over Pequot Lakes. What are they? This is the 6th and 7th seed?
Yep, the 6th and 7th seed.
Oh, we got a whistle. Pequot Lakes' Mason Lundgren just collided with Brody. How many games did they play here at Concordia today?
I believe this is the 6th matchup. Started with 2 games in 4A. Then they had 2 games in AAA, and this will be the 2nd game in AA.
58-34 is your score. Montevideo leading. Bockel, turnaround shot. And now Bockel with his first basket.
Nice job by Nels Bockel, backing down the defender using the right-handed hook shot in the paint.
60-34. Pequot Lakes goes down low to Cannon. He goes strong to the basket. He's fouled either by Epimer or Dak. And that'll stop the clock with 3:55 to play. We'll have our Neon Needles post-game show coming up here shortly. Want to give a shout-out to all the people listening on 92.1 FM over the airwaves and also online. We've got a lot of people online tonight listening all over the place. A couple people down by Cancun or Puerto Rico. A lot of people vacationing, I should say. Not me.
And Griffin Epima gets a breather from Montevideo to a standing ovation from Montevideo fans.
I think he had 24 points, I think. Yep, 24 points for Epima. 60-35. And Montevideo looks like they're going to play in the Consolation Championship tomorrow. Here's Coonan to Brody Dak. Back out to Bockel. Bockel at the free throw line into Reidinger. Reidinger looks inside. Nothing there. Now there's somebody there. That's Van Vinsbergen.
Nice job by Van Vinsbergen to use the backdoor cut to get open for the layup from Montevideo.
And with 3:20 to play, it's all Montevideo right now. 62-35. The Patriots get it over to number 3, Quayle. And a long three-pointer here, and that's no good. That was by number 12, Lundgren. Montevideo quickly up the floor. And now the ball still stolen by Quayle, number 3. And he goes in and blocked by Clinton from behind.
Great job by Clinton to hustle back on defense and disrupt that fast break layup. Now Montevideo will clear their bench.
And as does Pequot Lake. Pequot Lake clears the bench as well. And the Montevideo fans behind us are on their feet. .251 to play. And we'll have our Neon Needles post-game show coming up. Name a Neon Needles Subway player of the game and an Egg Plus Cooperative play of the game. And we'll prepare for tomorrow. All new substitutes here. Got to get out my roster. Going in is number 22, Gus Volk. Andelshek with the basket. It's 4 points for him. Lindemann out there for Montevideo. Who do we got on the floor here for the Thunderhawks?
I believe we got Colin Days out there with Tostin Christensen. Jordan Cook, I believe, is out there with Landon Kilabarda, Brendan Kuzman.
Pequot Lakes with the basketball. And back over to number 24. That's Kruger. Dude, that Kruger for Pequot Lakes.
That bucks down to 6 for Pequot Lakes.
Here's a 3, and it's way short. Ooh, had a big shove underneath, no whistle. looks like a football game going on right now. And there's finally a whistle and a shove, or a shove and a whistle, I should say.
Yep, and they call that on a lot of videos. Jordan Cook from On a Video picked up the foul there.
62-37, Thunderhawks with the lead. Oh, nobody points for him. And there goes number 24, that's Jordan Cook. He is hammered. Oh, no, they call a charge?
Yeah, he was on a mission going down the paint, and he just bulldozed the Pequot Lakes defender, got a big smile on his face.
Brendan Kuzman on the floor, number four, as Mitchell said. Landon Kilabarta. Get some other names in there. 22 is Colin Day, a sophomore. And the Patriots with their substitutes in. Minute 35 to play. Well, Montevideo played, you know, they were tested yesterday. I mean, that Brett game was amazing. I mean, it was such high-pressure defense. It's a little different with the Patriots. Here's a long three-pointer, no good by the Patriots. They keep the ball. It's got to be a thrill for these young sophomores now on the floor playing in a state basketball game. Rebounded there by number 21.
31, that's Costin Christensen.
Yep, Costin Christensen. He's a junior. Here's a three-point shot on the way there by Kilabarta. No good. And we're under a minute, folks. We're under a minute. Thunderhawks are going to play. Here's a long three-pointer by the Patriots. Way short. Picked up there by Kilabarta. He's across midcourt with 40 seconds on the clock. Here's a long three-pointer by Kuzman. He overshot the rim. And Kuzman's got a big smile on his face. The bench is, it must be inside jokes. They're laughing pretty good. Here's a three-pointer from the corner. It hits the backboard. 25 seconds. The young guys are putting up the shots, Mitchell.
Yep, I mean, this is, you're at the state tournament. You might as well take a few shots.
Shot clock is off. Montevideo with the ball. They'll just hold it, I think.
And no, it looks like they're going to try it.
Shot. Kilabarta with three. No good. Rebounded. Kuzman, top of the K3. That won't go.
And that'll do it.
2 seconds left, and Montevideo wins it 62-39. 62-39, Thunderhawks with a consolation semifinal win over the Pequot Lake Patriots.
Great performance by the Montevideo Thunderhawks on both sides of the ball, offensively and defensively, in this game.
All right. We'll take a couple-minute break, and we'll come back with the Neon Needles post-game show and wrap it up right after this.
At Greater Community Credit Union, we believe in the power of teamwork on and off the court. From buzzer beaters to big wins, they have shown what it means to play with heart. So let's cheer them on as they take the court. Wishing the Dawson Boyd Blackjacks the best of luck at state. Greater Community Credit Union, proudly supporting our community's future, one play at a time.
Mattson Family Chiropractic prides themselves on helping you reach and achieve your goals that you have with care. Although most times getting out of pain is the primary goal, and Dr. Brock Mattson will do everything he can to help you achieve that. Chiropractic care is most often associated with neck and back pain, but Mattson Family Chiropractic offers so many other services as well, like sports physicals, DOT and drug testing. And does chiropractic care help kids? The answer is yes. Contact Dr. Brock Mattson today to set up an appointment. Call 320-269-7135. That's Mattson Family Chiropractic, Montevideo.
Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods right down is your one-stop shopping headquarters for graphic art design, embroidery, screen printing, and specialty advertising products. They specialize in corporate, team, and school clothing, hats, jackets, t-shirts, sweats, advertising specialties for any occasion like family reunions, summer camps, and more. Awards and sporting goods. At Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods in Dawson, they offer personalized stock or custom graphic designs to fit any job you may need. Give them a call at 320-769-2317 for information or look them up on the web at www.jimsclothing.com.
Time now for the Neon Needles post-game show. Support your team with school apparel from Neon Needles.
Neon Needles is so proud of our area schools, sports teams, and groups. It is because of your hard work that we get the opportunity season after season to cheer on such great teams and coaches. We also take pride in the ability to be able to supply you, our customers, with products like t-shirts, hats, sweatshirts, and polos so you can show your school spirit. It isn't all about sports at Neon Needles. We do a wide variety of promotional apparel for companies, churches, groups, and gatherings. Please call us at 320-269-3373 or like us on Facebook. We look forward to working with you. Neon Needles on Main Street, Dawson. We're making you look good, makes us look good.
Welcome to the Neon Needles post-game show. Paul Ramo, Mitchell Silty here. And your final score, Montevideo 62, Pequot Lakes 39. Mitchell. Your thoughts on the game here.
This was a great bounce-back game for Montevideo after dealing with a tough Breck team yesterday. Able to hold the Pequot Lakes to just 39 points. And then they had a couple big runs here. They had a 14-0 run, a 9-0 run, an 11-2 run, and a 10-2 run with two runs in the first half and then two runs in the second half. And that really was able to blow the game open for them.
That's right. Let's go through some of the scoring. The leading scorer for the Patriots was Harrison Cannon with 16. For Montevideo, Griffin Epimo with 24. Gannon Reitinger, I think I got him for 18. Van Spinsbergen with 6. Brody Dack with 4. Jackson Coonan hit a couple threes. He's got 8 points. And Bacco with a bucket for the Thunderhawks. So well-played game for Montevideo.
And they'll go on to face Minnehaha Academy tomorrow at noon for the Constellation Championship right back here at Gengelhoff Center.
All right, let's name a Neon Needles Subway Player of the Game.
I think we got to go with Griffin Epima for Montevideo as Player of the Game. It was a little quiet in the first half, but he played great defense for the whole game, and he ended up with 24 points. I think it was an 18-point second half for Epima here, yep. Able to knock down a couple threes. So,
well, hey, Mark, good job. Grab a chair there. Grab a chair there, Derek. We're going to talk with Derek Webb, head coach of the Montevideo Thunderhawks here. The 62-39 win. Thanks for taking time with us.
You got
rid of one of your kids. I see you had one of your kids in your arms there celebrating.
So it's great to enjoy this moment too with my family, obviously. State tournament wins don't come by too often, so it's good to enjoy it with my family for sure.
Yeah, let's talk about this game. A little bitter. We're commenting that Breck's defense. Oh, can you hear me?
No, I can't hear you at all.
Sorry.
There you go.
Maybe it's first day in radio there. So.
No, you're good.
Hit the right button. Mitchell and I are saying after last night's defensive, with the Breck defense, it's a little defense here. It wasn't as aggressive.
Yeah, two very differing styles for sure, right? I think it just took time for us to just find those holes and just trust that we're running the right offense against our zone. And I thought also, again, it kind of goes back to what we said a couple games ago against Jackson, too. I felt like we got really great looks in the first half to our really great shooters that just didn't hit them. And then you just got to trust that those shots that were taken in the first half that were open, they'll fall in the second half, and they did.
Yeah, Griffin had 6 points in the first half, and he exploded into
it. Like, Griffin misses some open shots that you're like, and he hits those again 50, 60, 70% of the time, right? So you're trusting that in the second half we'll continue to get those open looks, and they'll just fall.
First half was like a game, a first half of runs, wasn't it?
Yep, Mitchell? So, Coach, I got you for a 14-0 run and a 9-0 run in the first half, and then an 11-2 run and a 10-2 run in the second half.
He's good at this.
And a total of 44-4 in runs.
Wow,
you guys.
That's crazy.
So what'd your team do that was so well they're able to go on those runs for you?
Yeah, I think... the thing is you get stops, right? Consecutive stops, we talk about all the time. We call them kills. Kills are like 3 stops in a row. So we just talk about that all the time, and I feel like if you string stops together, they can get out in transition. You don't have to set up in the half court as much, and then we just feel like we have much better flow offensively when we could just get out and go and just kind of run and get going. So, and that all just, again, comes back to just getting consecutive stops in a row. We talk about it all the time in practice, talk about it all the time timeouts, pregame, all those different things, and just keep emphasizing it, and like you said, go on these big runs. Again, I have no idea these runs are happening. Yep. You know, you're trying to strategize and figure out different things. Yep. And so, again, these things shock me every time.
That, he's good at that. Yeah. He's good in math. He's a lot better than I am at it. That's why he gets paid the big bucks.
Exactly. That's awesome. That's awesome.
What's this experience been like for you and your team and your family and stuff?
Man,
and the fans.
Yeah, no, it's, first of all, our fans are amazing. I've gotten so many kind words about our support and our showing for our fans, and they've been amazing, like we said, since round one of section play. So, but yeah, this experience is unforgettable, right? It's lifelong memories that I keep telling people. Again, I was able to experience it in 09, so I'm really excited as a player. So I'm really excited for our guys.
Oh, you're on the 09 team?
And Ada Bora.
Oh, Ada Bora. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. So again, it's kind of weird too that Montevideo won the state in 09, but we did too. But anyway, but like I said, all those memories I made during that as a player, I'm so happy that our guys get to experience that, because it's lifelong memories that you'll just never forget. Like our guys went to the Capitol today.
Towards the Capitol, man.
Yeah, so, you know, we I was a little weird. I'm like, maybe we jam-packed our day a little bit too much, and then might be a little rusty tonight. But our guys are warriors and competitors. But no, the experience is amazing. Obviously enjoying it with my family too, and it's stuff that you definitely can't take for granted.
Yeah, and the Montevideo community, man, they're behind you guys. You know, the Montevideo fans behind us, they couldn't hear us half the time because they're so loud.
Yeah, no.
Look at your players over here to our right, mingling with the student body, and that's what it's all about.
Man, it would be, like, if we had, like, a 2 o'clock, a 4 o'clock, you know, a 6 o'clock even, you think, oh, we have pretty good fans. We have back-to-back 8 o'clock games on weeknights, Tuesday and Wednesday, and we still have an amazing crowd, right? So it's like, wow, you just look across and you're just like, it's just crazy to see the amount of support we have.
And the Dawson Boy Blackjacks, they're here tonight.
Yeah, and that was actually, we walked in, they walked in right before us when we got here. So it was, so we obviously chatted them up a little bit. I wish Coach Larson good luck and go win a state title, because, you know, that's definitely, they can do that, there's no doubt. And so it was really cool that they came to support us. And I think our game plan tomorrow is go win at noon and then go support them at 3.
All right, let's talk about your game tomorrow.
Yeah, Coach, you got the Minnehaha Academy tomorrow. Good team. I think they were the 5 seed in this year's tournament. I believe they're ranked number 9 or number 8 in the state. Do you know much about them, or do you got to do some scouting tonight or tomorrow to get ready for tomorrow?
Yeah, so again, I'm kind of
you're a film guy, aren't you?
Yeah, I am for sure, but I don't look ahead. So, like, if we play a back-to-back in a week, I don't look at that second game at all. Like, I don't watch any film on that, because I'm like, if I look at that one, then I'm overlooking my first one. So I'm kind of, knock on wood. Superstitious, there we go. Superstitious. Like, I don't look ahead. So anyway, watching Minnehaha today is the first time I've seen them all year.
Okay.
So, you know, they seem like they have a lot of depth, a lot of athleticism. Seems like they want to get out and go, turning you over, right, get defense to offense. So, again, kind of going back to almost probably pretty close to a carbon copy of our Breck game plan, right? You just got to take care of the ball,
right.
Got to rebound.
Yep.
Just go all the way back again.
Keep the turnovers down.
Exactly, yeah. It just goes back to week one fundamental basketball.
There you go.
That's what's going to have to beat him off for us to have a chance to get the team that's that athletic, for sure.
All right, Derek, thanks for taking the time. Congratulations, man.
Yeah, and thank you guys so much for the coverage.
We
really appreciate it. So, it's been a wild ride, so we appreciate everything.
Yep, Brandon, of course, you had supper at Brandon's house the other night, I understand, huh?
Yeah, we did.
Is he a good cook or what?
Well, he does pretty good on the smoker, man. He does a great job. His food is good, and obviously Katie does a great job too. Yeah, it was fun for our guys to kind of kick off our state week with a team meal, and there's not a better way. So it was a fun night.
All right, thanks, Derek.
Yeah, appreciate it, Paul.
Hang on for a second, Mitchell. Why don't you go with some final thoughts here?
Yep. So Montevideo will go on to face the Minnehaha Academy tomorrow in the consolation championship. That game will be taking place at noon from the Gengelhoff Center tomorrow for Class 2A state tournament, and we'll go through a couple other games going on. tomorrow at the Gingelhoff Center. The 4A Constellation Championship game will be going on between the 7-seed Moorhead and the 8-seed Rochester John Marshall. That game's at 4 o'clock from the Gingelhoff Center. Triple A, the Constellation Championship at Gingelhoff Center tomorrow at 2 o'clock will be between the 6-seed Byron and the number 5-seed De La Salle from the Gingelhoff Center. And the first game tomorrow from Gingelhoff Center will be between Montevideo and Minnehaha Academy, the 5-seed Minnehaha Academy versus the 6-seed Montevideo for the Constellation Championship in 2A. And then from Target Center tomorrow, the Class A state tournament starts. We got four games from the Target Center tomorrow. The first game, number 1-seed Cherry, number 8-seed Bold, the number 4-seed Nevis, number 5-seed Henning. Then our game tomorrow from the Target Center, the number 2-seed Dawson Boyd Blackjacks versus the 7-seed Heritage Christian. And the final game from Target Center tomorrow, the 3-seed Red Lake County versus the 6-seed Goodhue.
All right, thanks a lot, Mitchell. Unfortunately, we have a scheduling conflict tomorrow. We're unable to bring you the Montevideo Constellation Championship. Dawson Boyd Blackjacks start their quarterfinal at Target Center. Montevideo's here at Concordia, and we just have a scheduling conflict, so we had to make a decision there. And we'll be covering the Dawson Boyd Blackjacks tomorrow afternoon at 3 o'clock. And so that'll be good, and best of luck to Coach Jerry Queb and the Montevideo Thunderhawks. It's been fun covering them, hasn't it?
Yep, it's been a lot of fun. They've had a great season this year, and we'll make sure to, when we go on the air for the Blackjacks, to give updates on how that game went for Montevideo against Minnehaha Academy.
All right. Thanks again, Mitchell. You do a great job, and thanks. Appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you, Paul. This has been a fun experience.
All right. And thanks to all our fine state sponsors here on Q92 and all our listeners, and Phil back at the studio for running the board. And we'll be on there about 2:45 tomorrow afternoon with Blackjacks from Target Center taking on Heritage Christian. And so... with that, your final score here from Concordia University in St. Paul, Montevideo 62 and Pequot Lakes 39. Good night, everybody.
Thanks for listening to the Neon Needles postgame show. Neon Needles, making you look good makes them look good. State basketball coverage on Q92 brought to you by A&B Auto in Dawson, Highway 212 Liquor, Dawson Truck Parts Incorporated, FM Bank, Fiesta City Liquor, Lean Lumber, Strand Agency, B. Johnson Electric, CCM Health, Heather Nursery, Hilltop Bar and Grill, Larson Tiling Incorporated, Larson Brothers Concrete, Madison Family Eye Care, Miller Services Incorporated, Mindac Roofing, Drewell Electric, Dawson Dairy Queen, Pizza Electric Motor, Dr. Tom Hansen, Doctor of Dentistry Dawson, Farmers Union Oil Company, Black Barrel Co-op Oil Company, Heartland Motor Company of Morris, Olson Dray Service, Erickson Chevrolet, the Dawson Veterinary Clinic, Greater Community Credit Union, Madison Family Chiropractic, Dawson Drug and Gifts. State basketball action brought to you by Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods in Dawson, Johnson Memorial Health Services, the Dryer Doctors, Clean Site Portable Restrooms, Livestock Systems in Dawson, Gnometown Grounds, Edward Jones and Company, Olson Plumbing and Heating, Anderson Tavis Funeral Home, Roslager Concrete, American Surplus, Lee Motor Company, Swidzinski for House, Sather Building Supplies, Lack Barrel Corn and Soybean Growers, Jenny O Turkey Store, WD Tours, UFP Minnesota, our premier sponsor, Hoover Law Office, Myers Electric and Infrared, Cliff Bisman Incorporated, Wow Auto Wash in Dawson, Ludvigson Tiling, Dean Martinson Pioneer Seeds, The Rusty Duck in Dawson, Kiris, Fieldcrest Fertilizer, Tim's Food Drive, and Grace Haven Assistant Living. Thanks for joining us for Boys State Basketball Action right here on Q92 with Paul Ramo and Mitchell Silvey.